First off is William Busby, who's a historian and a professor over at Emory University. And he's going to be talking about his book, Fighting Westway, which is not really an Atlanta story, but in some ways is an Atlanta story. Westway was a proposed West Side Highway that was going to project into the Hudson River. It was proposed, I believe, in the early 60s. And, it was going to be a transformative thing for Manhattan and New York City and everybody from presidents to senators to mayors to all the business leaders in Manhattan were all for it. And William Busby in this book chronicles how a coalition of environmentalists, and other civic leaders, community organizers and so on, banded together and over the course of, decades-long fight, killed the Westway. So it's a look at smart growth. It's a look at community organizing. It's a look at environmentalism. And when people talk about density and smart growth, Manhattan comes up as an efficient city. And when you look at Fighting Westway, the new book, you come to see that that's the result of a lot of different forces coming and going and pulling and pushing. So William Busby is going to be at the Carter Library, and this is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And the name of his book is Fighting Westway.
Darren, is it too early in the day for a cold one?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, John. As a matter of fact, love to have you come out and join Steve Hindy as he signs his book, Craft Beer Revolution. And he's going to be doing it appropriately at the Blue Tarp Brewing Company, which is over in Decatur and East Decatur Station. So Steve Hindy is one of the founders of Brooklyn Brewery, which was one of the first waves of independent craft beer brewing in this country. And he is right in the middle of everything that happened in that. And it's a story about quality revolution in beer. And you think of, a fine craft brew that you have today, and you think of a Budweiser or a Miller Lite or something like that, and the difference in body and flavor and all that. And 40 years ago, 30 years ago, the idea of a high hop brew in this country just didn't exist.
In a world dominated by PBR and the others.
Yeah. So Steve Hindy kind of talks about how you go from one to the other in that case, but also about how kind of a group of indie-minded folks start taking away significant pieces of market share from the big breweries. I mean, there's essentially Miller's, there's Bud, and there's Coors. And that was 100% of the market share 20 years ago. And now, every day that market share shrinks for the big ones and builds for the independents. So it's a little bit of the story about kind of a independent people taking back an industry that they care deeply about. So Steve Hindy is going to be signing Thursday. The event starts at 6:30 at Blue Tarp, an unusual location. The event is put together by Eagle Eye Books and should be a real hoot.
Darren, I understand that Episcopal minister and author Barbara Brown Taylor is in town this week.
Yes, the great Barbara Brown Taylor, who just last week had a really nice, serious profile in Time magazine, so mm-hmm. She's a heavyweight when it comes to these matters, lives up in North Georgia, is an adjunct down at Columbia Seminary, but considered one of the best preachers in the country.
And yeah, one of the top 12,
yeah,
I believe.
Exactly. Her new book is called Learning to Walk in the Dark, and it's an argument against the idea that faith and light and good are all the same thing, and that there's an awful lot of important faith to be found in the dark. She does a marvelous job of kind of giving concrete ideas of this and then seeking stuff out in the Bible. She talks about the many passages in the Bible where God comes in the dark to speak, whether it's when he goes to Abraham in the nighttime and says, your descendants will outnumber the stars in heaven, indicating the night sky. So whether it's that or whether, go back to the whole beer thing, she also talks about what she learned about faith and spirituality working at Dante's Down the Hatch in Buckhead.
Really?
Yeah. So I read that. I'm like, oh, now that is,
I want to see where she goes with that one. Yeah.
Well, you'll have a chance to ask her. She's going to be at an event sponsored by Georgia Center for the Book at the Decatur First Baptist Church. And the name of her book is Learning to Walk in the Dark.